Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees.
NHWRO reconnected 7.2 to the hub per EC days. NHWRO clear.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 50 degrees.
Down that road before when you thought it was something and it was one of your support equipment that was acting up.
Yeah, story of my life. I was checking out a bunch of old meters I got in a drawer. I got a tester that tests them and it wouldn't work. I couldn't figure out why. I said, jeez. You know, you put the test meter, you make a series circuit with the milliamper, the power supply, originally it was a 10K resistor, variable resistor, which I later changed to a 150, worked better, 150,000 ohms. And I wasn't getting any readings of that. What in the heck? I started tearing the circuit apart because I built it, you know, and I thought I probably did something wrong. I'm messing with it, tried different things, worked on it for a day and a half, and it finally dawned on me that the DVM I was using, the current session was not working. Yeah, opened the battery compartment up, found the open fuse, replaced the fuse, and it worked fine. There was nothing wrong with the circuit. It was, without a milliamper in line, you have an open circuit.
Yeah, I've been down that road before. Exact same situation. I found out that one of my very old digital meters that I use, if one of the fuses is blown, the resistance scale just kind of produces random numbers. I won't read a resistance. It'll just come up with something random. I don't really understand that, but I chased the bad circuit for 3 days before I figured out it was the meter, not the circuit. Can't see it away, mobile.
WV at ICU, great. I've done that before too. I worked for 30 years with the state police as a radio technician. I should have known better, but made those mistakes when I was working too. I was a lot younger then, because I retired in '02, so that's been a while. Yeah, this thing's working fine now. No problem at all. Yeah, something else I found out that I didn't know. I turned the meter off, and I could still adjust for full scale. What the heck? Of course, I couldn't read it because I didn't have the meter on. Apparently, just the meter leads being across there completes the circuit whether you're on or not. Just doesn't tell you what it is. Of course, I can read it on the meter that I'm testing. That surprised me. I've always known that, the old Simpsons and triplets and that, the old analog without it.
Yeah, my meters will do that. I've used it for jumper wire a couple times. My meters are a couple of very old snap-ons from the 1980s. They were hand-me-downs from when my dad was alive. And they're still my favorite meter. They're a Blue Point, but they're really simple. And they're auto-ranging, which is really nice. So you just pick bolts, stick the probe in the right spot, and it does everything else for you, which for day-to-day stuff is really nice.
Hell yeah, Snap-on made your stuff so mechanics could use it without having a whole lot of electronic experience. You got a kick out of it. They never merge your current. They measure for a 12-volt draw. That just tells them there's current there somewhere. But ran across that when we was having a problem out of the brake for a minute. What I found out was we had a radio in Bridgeport in one of the cars, and they said it was draining the battery. So they sent it to the guy that does their work. Well, of course, he found a 12-volt draw at the radio. And he said, yeah, it's a 12-volt draw. And we talked about 12-volt draw. And they found out what they were doing is checking for current draw. And I said, yeah, there's a 12-volt draw on those PA transistors when the radio's off, or when the car's off. It's like 200 millivolts. You could leave it off for 6 months and it wouldn't drain the battery. I finally took the car myself to Bay City, and I found out with the mercury switch was bad in the light that comes on when you open the hood. So that was on all the time. Well, you know, that's like a dome light. That'll run down a battery in a day.
It's easy to overlook the obvious when you're hunting for a problem you think exists. Oh, I'm just on my way to lunch. I found in electronic stuff, those basic snap-on meters are probably still my favorite ones. I have fancier ones, but for the most part, I don't need them. I've chased a few voltage drops over the years myself. When I first started driving my 1972 Monte Carlo, I had the same problem. It wouldn't charge the battery. It took a lot of tracking down until I discovered that there was a bad splice in the cable between the alternator and the battery. So while I was reading 14 volts at the back of the alternator, it wasn't making it to the battery. I measured the voltage across the wire, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, this should be 12 or 14 volts across this wire. Finally just tracked it down and replaced it. It's pretty fall colors out today. Somewhere in 4th Street.
Yeah, WBAICU. Well, I like, the Snap-on tools. I've never seen one of their meters. I know they have them. I see what they used to have as a diagnostic scope, as far as it goes. But they're all really, really good tools, but they cost a lot. I remember a surprise once I went to an auction. It was at a going out of business garage. I said, this is the first auction I've been to where the craftsmen are the cheap twos. They had a lot of good Snap-on stuff there. They had a Snap-on two box that The guy got it for $1,500. They said the, if you bought it new, it was over $6,000.
Oh, yeah. I've got a few Snap-on tools I bought off the truck over the years, man. Yeah, I paid dearly for them. I have since found other companies that offer better affordability. Quality very similar to Snap-on, but a fraction of the price. Texan was a company right out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And their tool quality is very much that of Snap-on, but a third of the price.
Yeah, Pro Tour is cheaper than Snap-on, too, and they're pretty good. Yeah, I've got three Simpson 260s, two in the basement, one in the garage. Got an old triplet in the basement. I've got four Fluke distrovol meters. And I got three or four people that I bought more for the fact that they would read microamps, and the other ones wouldn't. They'd only read milliamps.
I usually keep one of those Harbor Freight $3 VOMs in the truck just because if anything happens to it, I don't lose any sleep over it.
Oh, yeah, that's the same with me. I think I own about three aisles at Harbor Freight.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to wander back over to the other repeater and see if anybody's there yet. Pleasure chatting with you. I'll holler at you later, maybe. DC to Lightning Mobile.
Okay, 73.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, clear, 52 degrees.
This is KFA EDQ listening. Good afternoon. Yeah, Roger. I heard a KI-5 station out of the Gilbert.
KI-5 BCD portable.
Like out of Saginaw. You weren't quite holding it. Would you mind calling back one more time? Yeah, Roger, that KI-5 station, you're not quite holding it.
Yeah, KI-5.
Your voice is drowned out by the static. I suggest finding a different spot or something. This is KFA EDQ, and I'm listening.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 54 degrees.
Just
link to VHFN. You
want to make your announcement again?
Give me another.
DV8SWR, Roger. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. Number 7 on the roster, over.
Hey, you want to make your announcement again? I just linked to VHFN. Keep it up, Severe.
Yeah, we'll go out. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo taking pre-net check-ins to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. If you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network, if you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KED REHB.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe and Clinton Township, in and out.
Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, in and out, Roger. Thanks for checking in. Thank you. Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Roger, your ninth on the roster, out. Hotel Bravo taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network, link repeater, UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDA-RHP.
Whiskey Del 8, you're a boss here. I'll be touched alone. We're going traffic, man.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Roger, you're also loud and clear. You follow Kilo Charlie 8 Victor Foxtrot on the roster. Over.
Acknowledge. Over.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Kilo Bravo 9 Indy Alpha Romeo, Roger. You follow Whiskey Delta Uniform Sierra Alpha on the roster. Thanks for checking in, Don. Out. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near its frequency of 39.32 kHz. Alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of it. Information and ideas concerning Occidental Michigan, including Aries, NCS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are encouraged and to take part in this net. This is ARRL section level net, and regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. My name is Trent, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following station's list. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu, Kilo 8 Julia Bravo Delta, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec In and Out, Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, and Kilo Bravo 9 Indy Alpha Romeo. These stations need not check in again. The other stations for the net, please call. KDRHB.
K8RHB, this is WD8AXB, no traffic, over.
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, roger. You're number 12 on the roster, out. Other stations, please call. KDRHB. Any relays? Nothing heard. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, start us off.
All right, good afternoon, Breakfast. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Good afternoon to everybody out on the net. KD8RHP, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Not a lot happening statewide since the month, so that means it's time to put hours in. I've got a couple of computers here, so you help. Once a month, I refresh the list of ComEls in case anybody snuck in there and got new recognition that I even know about. And then also, I've got to compile some hours for this net report. I've got that all put together. But then also my own personal hour for the section for volunteer efforts. So anyway, other than that, it's a quiet week, and I hope everybody has a good one. I think the weather's going to be so-so, I guess. It's moved into autumn, and so stay warm, stay safe, and stay healthy. This is 208, 208, Delta Oscar November.
All right, very good, Max. Good to hear you. Thanks for your comment. And yes, it is time to churn in hours. Thanks for the reminder. All right, next, November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. What is your comment, sir? N8OBU, you're up for comment. Nothing heard. We'll come back. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu. Mike Bled.
KD8RHB and Michigan Airpeace Unit to WDTQZ up here in Rocket City. Well, not a lot to report on the PSC front. Personally, we're fairly well ready for winter. I went out and did the monthly test on the portable generator today, and that checked out well. The automatic unit, of course, tests itself once a week. But something that I encountered during a routine service on that earlier in the year, and I've also run into a problem with it on the tractor here lately. It involves a humble, particularly a lead acid battery. Sometimes thermal corrosion can be enough to take the starter out. So I've had to clean both of them up this year. If things aren't working, that's an easy one to check right up front. Anyway, that's about all I can pass on from here. Back to you, WDTQZ.
All right, very good. Thanks for your comments, Mike. Good to hear you. Loud and clear down here, downstate. So thanks for checking in. All right, we'll do the next station. Kilo Bravo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Or sorry, Roger, correction. It's Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Then I'll take a standby. What are your comments, Jim?
Everybody on the net. Happy Sunday.
Doing pretty good here. The name is Jim. I'm the ETRA for Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. Like most of the folks, starting to get ready for the checkout and verify that all the winter goodies are ready to go. It's actually, you know, pretty quiet here. We're still furbling along with getting our Roof IO up and functional there, so we'll continue to play with that over time. We did have our Washtenaw County Snow Emergency Council meeting, and that's where we go through and all the associated parties review the plan for any sort of winter weather. And so that's all under our belt. Everybody should have a good idea of what's expected of them. Other than that, there's just not a whole heck of a lot going on, and that's good. When you start to get a little older, boring is good. Anyway, thanks very much for running the net, Brett. Appreciate that. I'll kick it back over to you. This is 08, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thanks for checking in. All right, this is KDHB. Is there anyone that wants to check into this net or listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, UHF or VHF? That wants to check in, please call KDHB.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, in and out.
Sorry, one more time. So the Kilo Echo 8 station, say again.
This is November 8, November Oscar Romeo, over.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo, roger, your number 13, follow Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo out. The Kilo Echo 8 station, your call again, over.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, KE8WSH, in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, roger, in and out. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations, please call.
KE8RRF.
Was that Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot, over?
That's Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot.
Roger, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot. Got you, that is the roster. Any other stations, please call.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, AF8, EQ, Mike, no traffic, in and out, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, the last two, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, EQ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Echo, correction, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, in and out, roger, thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call. All right, we'll head back to the roster. Next for comments is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar.
Well, thanks, Brett. This is Tim, N8WRO, on a VHF repeater from Mont Clemens. I am one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, yesterday we had a work detail early in the AM, and about eight or so of our members reinstalled the Mont Clemens WinLink VHF-UHF gateway, along with the APRS Digipeter iGate station, and we're happy to get that work done prior to winter, of course. Thanks to our team, and a special thank you to Randy, WF5X. That's Whiskey Fox 5 X-ray. And as always, thanks to the control operator and all at Central Michigan that makes the link possible. This is N8WRO. Back to you, Brett.
N8WRO,
WRO, Tim, thank you very much for your comments. That's really good news on your wind link over there. So, good deal. Glad you guys. All right, next piece, and Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra, Whiskey Romeo, go ahead, John.
Evening, Brett, everybody on the net. I don't have a whole lot for the net tonight, so make sure it's free back to you.
Linked up for us. Have a good evening. Next station, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Ron, go ahead.
This is KC8YVF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Not much going on, at least this week. We're going to be at some point breaking in a new 911 director. Our previous 911 director resigned a couple of weeks ago, so we have an interim that's in there right now. I'm waiting to see what happens there so that make sure that we are on board with whoever it might be. We do have a radio room that's located in 911 and want to make sure that we get off on the right foot with whoever the new director will be. We've always had a good working relationship with 911 and hope to keep it that way. Our last public service event is coming up in a couple of weeks on the 23rd, I think it is, or what is it here? 21st of November. This is our holiday in the heart of the city. This is something we've done for probably about 30 years for our radio club here in Saginaw. We send out Santagrams for the kids. So each of the kids come up, we'll get their name and city and a couple of toys that they want. And a friend of ours comes up from Illinois or Indiana every year and sends those messages via telegraph, regular than Morse code. He's an old telegraph person. He sends them up to a friend of his up in the Fairbanks, Alaska. And from there, his friend up there sends the, prints out all of the information, all of the letters, the Santagrams that they that he gets, and puts them in a packet and sends it up to the City Council of North Pole, Alaska. So this is a really good event that we do this out in front of the Children's Zoo here in Saginaw, and it usually gets us 200 to 300 messages that get sent up to Fairbanks and then delivered up to the City Council. So it's a fun event. We look forward to it every year, and we like to thank our friend that comes up and does the Morse code for us for that activity. So that's what I've got for Saginaw County. KC8YVF, back to net.
Very good, Ron. That's really awesome that you guys do that. So I bet those kids are really, I really look forward to that and get excited. So thanks again for doing that. All right, next station, Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, good enough, Brett. I know you're right where you want to be, NCS, in the net, so good for you. All stations should be a little better.
And my digital status report and my other reports are also sent out, so don't have to worry about that.
Other than that, quiet in King
County, not much going on.
And just like
Jim there,
I hope it stays that way. Thanks for checking up
with
the
city of King County. All right, very good, Joe. Good to hear you. Thanks for your comment. And to answer your question, you have it next week, Sunday, November 9th, is District 6 over.
Roger, now, expect it. Over.
Roger, out. Next on the roster, Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Go ahead, Donnie.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Not much going on here. We did parks on the air again yesterday. Had a great day. Band conditions were good. One Wednesday, made over 300 contracts. That was a good day. Everybody's been reasonable so far. Thanks for doing that. That's not all I have. Well, that's not the pool to the 8R8C, KB9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. I know you enjoyed the parks on the air, so good for you. Thanks for checking in. Glad you're doing well. Next station, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha, X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
WDNHB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. Looks like we got a pretty good slate of District 5 chickens tonight, so that's good. Little by little, I've been plowing through a lot of the gear I keep in my SUV and getting it checked out and brought up to better use and safety and better coordination for grabbing in case I need it for that stuff that I store there. Now that we're moving into that cold weather season, we had some hard frost on the windshield this morning, so that should pretty much do in all of the less hardy plants and flowers around here. Still some leaves on the trees since we had a rather warm October for most of the time. And good to hear Mike from Rochester City. He had a really good signal that hasn't always been so for this summer, but boy, Mike had a good signal down here. And let's see, was there something else? Oh yeah, another reminder is we prepare our vehicles to do battle with the winner, and that is to do a loading test, SFR test, whatever you want to call it, just to make sure that your antenna connections are clean, your antennas are tuned, and that the coax wasn't ragged from the summer, and hoping that your coax connections weren't chewed on by feral cats or squirrels that would like to hop around on our cars. So with that, I will let you continue on there, Brett, and we'll see if we can have a district 5 meeting maybe before the end of the month. Back over to you from WDNHB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thank you for your comments. Good to hear you here on the net. Good signal from you as well. Next station, November 8th, November Oscar Romeo. You're up, sir.
Good evening, Brett, and everyone on the net. This is November 8th, November Oscar Romeo. Name here is Ken. I'm in 5th District, Kalamazoo County, in Portage, Michigan. Finally back on the air after a tree took out my G5RV in June. So I'm happy to be able to talk to people again, and I'm so happy to be back on the air. I have to thank two people tonight. Who are on with us at WDAHB, and for helping me get the antenna back up. I'm really pleased with it. So with that, I'll leave it. Turn it back to you, Brett. This is N8NOR.
All right, very good, Ken. It sounds amazing here at my house. So nice job. Good to hear you again. Next station is Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot, you're up for comment. Nothing heard. Go back to the top of the list. November 8, Oscar Bravo, Uniform, do you have any comments for the net? Over.
And I got a site, N-A-N-O-R.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 47 degrees.
N8FLK, can I get a signal check, please? Signal check.
Copy that. Copy that. FACTW.
Shit, I'm here with my ham friend Max, and I was telling him about the link for PeterNet on the east side of the state. Is there a website that explains the different repeaters?
I think the only ones I know is repeaterbook.com.
Appreciate it. How many repeaters are on this net, do you know? Four or five?
I could not tell you that. I do not know.
Go to waamat.org, and it should show you all the repeaters. That's the web page for the 147-200 in Mount Clemens, but they also show all the linked Central Michigan repeaters in a window down below. This thing working? All righty. The gentleman that was asking about the link repeater get the information he was looking for.
Clear. 46 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.